They tell me what day this is.
The second.
Saturday.
Saturday, January the 2nd, 1993, for heaven's sake. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Happy New Year. Happy Saturday. Happy whatever you can gather up and be happy about. I would ask that each of you, we use the term clear your space. We haven't had a good lesson in space clearing in a long time. I don't want to make you ones listen through a tape or something so nonsensical, but you're slipping. I'm getting challenged more and more and more. I don't mind the challenge, but when I'm challenged within my own space, I'm going to respond to it. And that usually brings very fitted feelings. But you will also notice that when those energies depart from me, they usually take a beloved brother with them. Because you ones don't understand, apparently, no matter how many times I tell you, you seem not to understand how the dark brotherhood works. I really don't like taking time at our meetings, and yet I wonder if there's anything more important. This is a little village, as many villages. We hold no claim to this village, but almost everything in project form will come directly into confrontation or competition with us if it relates to and directly stems from our mission or work. But that's not the problem. It's painful what ones do and the lines ones draw. And in the searching, how ones hurt themselves and pull others away. I was told that I better get some problems resolved, or some precious ones would not attend the meetings until I did so. As far as I'm concerned, they're all resolved. I come in the holy light of God. I come as leader, head, commander of the host of God. This is a mere speaker. She bears a crystal. I tune in just like a computer system. All of you are back here to serve a purpose. I would request, please, that the introduction regarding our mission and the computer network, where I introduced myself and laid forth a portion of our mission, be made available to everyone. I don't want to go over it again. That it does not deal with absolute business, of which ones in the outlying areas will not be particularly interested. I wish them to have. I cannot, every time I appear, introduce myself and my entire history. I have no intention of doing so. I don't even want the Liberator cluttered with it. I want ones to read the Liberator as your patriot journal and source of information. And if ones get hung up before they can even begin to read over space ETs, then we damage the very mission. And ones will say to me, well, how do you expect new ones? I expect new ones, if they give a damn about their existence, to go back and read what we have given. And there are now 25,000 pages. But I thought, I want to tell you something about your thinking. Thinking comes from the conscious mind, and it can only deal with that which you have experienced in the consciousness, in the expression in which you are now in journey. It's more than bringing pain one against another. What you do is in error. You get your teachings all blown in upon you from the very ones who came to distract you. And I always hear it, well, I believe maybe you came to distract me. Then why are you in this room? To prove me wrong? No, because you know damn good and well I'm right. And then you go out and you join in your other little groups and you mouth and mouth and mouth. What's the matter with Hatton? What's the matter with Dorma? What's the matter with EJ? And surely, what's the matter with the Greens? Well, there's a lot the matter. But you ones better start sweeping your own doorstep. Because I find this no longer acceptable. And I do note an absence of ones. And I have mixed feelings about it. The ones I feel most incredibly pained about are the very ones who do actually receive. Sometimes from myself and often from Jermaine. And then it comes to block the wall. I'm going to offend a brother who thinks it's okay just to be open and love unconditionally. BS. Your enemy depends upon you to say exactly that and do exactly that. If you have a viper, he doesn't know he is dangerous. Do you open the door and clutch him unto you and say, oh, my precious viper brother, I love you. Go ahead and bite me. You didn't listen. You know. Somebody, there's a snake in here. But not us, no, sir. We open the door and say, all you snakes, come on in. That too is okay. They don't bother me. And after last Sunday, they don't bother Dorma. We made a lot of progress last weekend. I can put it more bluntly. She stated, you have just told Hatton where to shove it. I can now tell you where to shove it. Well, I'm going to tell you where to put it. You send those little bastards back to hell where they came from. Stop letting them ride on your shoulders. Because when you come face to face with Maker, you are going to judge self on how many people You pulled away from their journey into oneness with God for your own selfish, greedy purposes. And I don't care how many meditation sessions you have telling you otherwise. I am telling you how it is. Do you have to listen to me? Absolutely zero, no. But don't stand there before God in judgment and say, well, Hatton should have told me more. He shouldn't have let me do it. Well, I'm telling you right now to stop doing it. It's beyond factions. Guess what? Guess who is obviously by a major portion being absent as to who might be correct? Dark energies will not stay in my presence. And some of you've got them really churning around up here on your shoulders now. Come on, let's go. Say something. Challenge him. And that's interesting too. Why are my people downgraded, insulted, denounced? When all you've got to do is in this room stand up, and I will be happy to discuss it with you. And if your intent is to truly find out your direction, I believe you know me well enough to know I'm really rather gentle. Your world is falling apart. And it is falling apart because you've let them in. And you have begun to function in your life experience according to the training. And the major training from the New Age, quote, element is allow. Unconditionally love. You unconditionally love the being you despise, that which is against God. And if you cannot tell the difference, then your education is sadly, sadly lacking. This is a place of physical work. I don't have weekend seminars for Dharma to dance around and touch you on your head. Oh, for you. Take the anointing. Oh, God. God is in here. Get your hands down and put them to work. It's more than living in fantasy land. You are doing exactly what you are being trained to do. Exactly what you denounce. You fall victim. And it's because you forget that 1,000 times, 10,000 times a day, until it is so automatic it is with every breath, you clear your space. That is something that you do consciously. Father, please, all dark energies from me. And then you clean it up even farther by saying, if there are any spirits that work against or in the service of the darkness and against the lighted God of creation, get thee from me, and they, by contract, must retire. Every time they will try to take you with them. You don't seem to understand. It's more than salvaging your constitution. You must come back to God. And the only way that you can do that is to get those miserable, slimy, little bastard creatures of the physical off of you. They will not remain in the light. So if they are remaining with you, I didn't say not to question, but get yourself knowledgeable and look at what you're doing. Because very speakers are being pulled away. And all they do, prayer after prayer after prayer, is say, Father, show me the way. I know I'm here to serve. And the minute they are given the service, they pull off because they cannot cope with the message. Oh, but God, look what you're doing, Hatan. Maybe we won't have any in the room. Don't fool yourselves. Every one of you are here for this. And some of you have been so impatient with me to finally get to this point. Well, you must be as wishy-washy as the others. I'm not wishy-washy at all. But I sure am going to let you go far enough, every individual, to confront that one thing for self. But what is happening is you don't confront it for self. You try to pull your brothers with you. You see, you will never hear me denounce meditation groups. I don't know where else you're going to get in touch with God except inside self. It's when the speaker tries to become the teacher, and then the group interprets according to what they already know. Well, Rotha said, well, Mahu said, well, look where they are. Penny Torres has become a swami. That is about as human as you can get. When you are practicing it in the human form. Oh, but they made Mathu a swami, not Penny Torres. Guess who wears the robe? Oh, well, let's not talk about that. That makes me uncomfortable. Let's go back to Jay-Z. Okay, let's go back to Jay-Z. I don't care how many of those ones you experience. I invite you to read every piece of information that you can get your hands on. But I hear ones of you say, I don't have time to read that Liberator. And why don't you slow up writing these books, because I just can't get them read. And then ones come back in here and ask me what I think about Rompa's latest statement. I don't give a damn about Rompa's latest statement. If it's true, it is true. If it is false, it is false. And my opinion is not going to change your mind about it. I don't want sheep. I want thinking individuals. And when you get into your spiritual track, you know. You don't have to ask. You're still looking for your spiritual track. Scared to death you're going to find it, because it's going to cross what Joe Blow over here wanted you to think. And I don't have time because I am limited by the ones with which I am given to work. And perhaps yours has not come up yet. But I can't keep Ed Young, for instance, buried up in a paper. Tesla's sitting there waiting to give you free energy. And they've got the very confounded books we need banned from you. And you let them do it. And ones within our own so-called group now have us in worse trouble with the law, because they've been accepting money for those books and not paying the distributor. I don't think in a court of law, our little what we didn't know is going to stand up. Why do you do this to yourselves? Because you don't clear your space, that's what. And you think, well, it's all right because everybody does it. No, it's not all right. And you're welcome to do it. We have a mission under attack constantly. Every slip of the lip in this community brings the law, the feds, if you will, with their SWAT team. If that's intentional, I suggest you stop it, because I'm to the end. If it's in ignorance, I have a lot of patience as long as you clean it up. But I'm tired of my speaker having to be destroyed by federal SWAT team agents around their house. I am tired, as they are, of being afraid to walk out their door or have guests in their home, because there are surveillance people at every viewpoint on every road around their place, with binoculars, with film, to catch them doing anything. Anything. And Dorma says, I'm tired. Father, I'm just flat tired. Well, isn't that dandy? I've got to train another receiver. When it's taken her 189 lifetimes to get to the point where she can understand this pulse system in this time, so that when your technology catches up with it, everybody can understand it? Can I do it? Yes, I can. But I'm going to put a stop to the other first. And because my mission is one so totally integrated with your human experience, I have to put it there. And we have some others now that are receiving very, very clearly. And it is picking up the support system, because you ones want confirmation. Always. I understand it. So we're getting a lot of help on the geophysical changes from Arizona. from the spiritual aspect of both what you would call the Old Testament era, before and while your enemies were taking over the teachings and right up through the Christ you call Jesus. And that's coming from Arkansas. So there's hardly any collusion. Dharma's never even spoken with one of them, and the other one she met briefly. And they're only two. For you who know Penny and Ellen, I try desperately to have Ellen hear me. Jermaine does get through, but only limited. And all those wonderful friends have all but blocked the receiving. Now this is up to them. This is up to them. And they may very well come back and say, well, Hatton has absolutely no business speaking of these things to anyone else. Oh, yes, I do. Because it impacts my mission. And these gentlemen in point are in my command. So let's stop playing games with extraterrestrials. I am in radio contact, and nobody seems to think anything of anybody calling in to Larry King Live. Oh, this is President Bush, Larry. Sounds like Bush. You don't even sound like anything. Well, you better begin to think again. I'm going to ask Rick to please share. This is for Dharma as much as for anyone in this room. But everybody better listen. It's part of the divine plan which is being offered, and it's going to deal with the planting of these little dark seeds that finally blossom while you are being and receiving and unconditionally loving your enemy. You love the person, you despise the actions when they are against God. And evil will be defined once more. Oh, evil sounds so awful. You have just called me evil. Well, so be it if the shoe fits. I'm not here to comment on good or badness. That is solely in the perception of the circumstances. Evil is the act, deliberate or otherwise, except, of course, in ignorance, one doesn't know what they're doing. But it is the act, usually deliberate, of pulling away another from their path to God. Anything that does that is evil. So you can see that you could have a little bitty bit of evil or a great deal of evil, but if it is deliberate, it becomes great big, doesn't it? Because you are actively pulling another, and that other one to succumb to that is usually ignorant. So guess where the automatic forgiveness falls first? And you have to remember something about God. God is total automatic. Forgiveness has nothing to do with it. You're working through your way in a play where you play many, many parts. And it doesn't just go away. You are writing it as you go. And until you get that through your heads, you will march to the drumbeat of your adversary, set to pull your world into total slavery. You can see it all around you. Or you can get control of this thing, this beast, and you can rewrite your play. I'm here to help you rewrite the play. I don't want to just zip you off here. Because you know what? Any one of you can make sure that we rewrite the play. So if it doesn't get turned around, I want to tell you it is your failure. Because I'm not on your dimensional plane. It is not Hatton's failure. Except where I am the teacher. And if I allow my students to cop out, then I'm not a very good teacher. Well, you don't sound very loving to me either. Well, maybe there'll be time for all that cuddly loving after you save your ass. Until then, you seem to accept that cuddling loving as sanction to do nothing. Or get too damn impatient and jump in there without knowing a blame thing about what you're doing and blow everything out of the water. Just as has happened in Cosmos Seafood Energy Marketing Company. Why do you think we named it that? Anybody in this room want to just speak up and say why we named it such a ridiculous, asinine name as that?
Yeah.
Nope.
It's believable.
People wouldn't take it seriously to begin with.
RJ, what did you say?
I said it's believable.
I'm sorry.
Because it's so fishy, it's misleading.
Link to the cosmos where it's worth it.
No. Because there is a committee of 300 group, like the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, etc., already having chosen to call themselves Cosmos. And it's very hard to mix up Cosmos Seafood Marketing Energy Company. And yet we had ones give information out of sequence. And we have let your president get away on pure technicality. You think you're having a little start to treaty formed over there? Every nation that's your enemy already has atomic nuclear weapons. But you have new treaties, brothers. And a treaty is honored above every other law of any land. Listen to your year end, people speaking now from this merging into the new administration, and listen to them. how this will work in the new world order. And in almost every instance, it will be a Khazarian. The minority groups who are serving are pure and simple tokens with no power being put in there to be made fools of, or having sold out their own people. Please get the Liberator last week and this week and get it to as many as you can. Please.
If a treaty is made and it's by leadership that is selling us out, is there any way to nullify it, or are we stuck with that after the fact and we just have to do the best we can with it?
Well, you're going to have to go back a ways. It will stand for the present. Anything done, quote, legally, even if unconstitutional, will stand for the moment. That means that everything he does has to finally be undone by your Congress. But you see, at this point, your Congress is so corrupted that they don't even bother with voting. It's mostly voice vote. And treaties, etc., that are not argued against within 30 days become law. So there are many ways that they got you. And most of the time, you will not even know what the treaty actually is. And suddenly, it's law. It can be undone, yes, but it's going to be because you undo the government structure as it is. It won't be any other way. And then, of course, you can nullify all of those agreements. But it means you've got to take back your Constitution as it was originally structured, because you fall under the new state's Constitution. Oh, I'm not going to repeat all this. Oh, goodness. I'm sorry. This won't come out until next week, next Tuesday. I've just written about all this. You only have a very few states that do not automatically fall into the UN Charter by absolute law. You have dissolved state boundaries. There's only a handful, a little handful, North and South Dakota, Utah, Nevada, a few little states that still, in their own state constitution and the constitution in agreements, outline boundaries. That'll be in next week's paper. So those things are so important. And if you don't get your constitution and your life back, how can you move on with your spiritual experience? Because you don't know what's wrong. You don't know what's wrong. You are practicing religion according to the Jewish Talmud, both of which are absolutely fabricated items. The term Jew and the Talmud is a book written by man. And I think you would be blown out of your mind if you ever read it. I'm not here to pick on people. I'm here to tell you that if you wish to serve an enlightened course toward reclamation, You've got to make some choices. You can't live with the bastards and serve holy God. That's spelled W-H. You've got to experience in this world. You have no choice. You are manifest in this world. Your choice is how it will be. Well, I can't live in this world the way it is. Oh, yes, you can. The laws are easy. Seem pretty hard to me. Why? Is honesty hard? Is integrity hard? Seems to me it would be quite simple. You don't have to remember to keep all your stories straight, for one thing. If you tell the truth, obviously the story is going to be the same each time you tell it. Well, I can't really remember because that was 5 years ago. Well, were you there or not? If you go back into the experience, you'll be able to remember. But if it's a fabricated story, you will not have any way to remember because the conscious mind will forget it and it'll hang you. Yes, but I heard that you could tell yourself something long enough and it becomes so. Right. You can do that too. So if you make sure it's the right thing you tell yourself, you're way ahead, aren't you? So we're going to have to look and see what we're talking about. How do you clean your garden? You pull up the weeds. Hopefully you don't let the seeds of the weeds get in the planting. But they will. And if you go in there and love them and nurture them and you give them special food, they're going to grow, aren't they? And soon, because the weeds are the strongest usually, they will take your garden eventually. So you have to tend it constantly. And because I want EJ and Dorma to be able to hear this reading, I'm asking Rick to please read it. He's on his own, you see. Maybe Dorma can sit and read it to him or something. But I would ask you to do that, Rick. And then, Ed, do we have anything new from Soltec? You want to do Soltec first? Let's do Soltec first, Rick. I'm sorry. This will probably undoubtedly give thought for the seed patch.
I have a question first, Commander, before I read this.
No, I won't tell you what you're going to invent first.
I wouldn't dare ask that question.
He means that, too.
In the higher realms, it seems that when a promotion is suggested, it doesn't have the same meaning as it does here because, well, there's no need for money, and certainly not a golf club membership or country club membership or anything like that. So,
more occasionally it gets you closer to the window.
Well, I'm trying to reconcile something. About two or three weeks ago, Soltec did three writings all in 1 week, and you thought maybe it was time to give them a promotion, and from that point until this writing, we haven't seen a thing from them. So I was thinking maybe if a promotion means more work, though. comment on that? Or?
No, I think you just put your foot in it. Why should I get in there with you? But it's duly noted, be sure of that.
You answered my question.
Let me turn the tape.